as a woman in her early 20s, as I was when I first joined WIP, I think the issues were very much about being taken seriously as a career person. I think I was very aware of it was often quoted that the pyramid in publishing, where you had a broad base of women, and they always used to say 70% of the workforce was women, but you pointed up in a pyramid and the top part is men. So that top 30%, the management, senior management level, was nearly all men. And that was talked about a lot at that time, or at least I was talking about it, and I was very aware of it. There was a lot of talking about breaking the glass ceiling and getting into that management level, senior management level, which is why the issue of childcare came up a lot, because a lot of women left publishing and didn't come back after children for many reasons. I think very obviously financially, because it was never well paid. And where there was a culture of doing crazy long hours, you couldn't possibly have a family in that kind of environment. So you did lose a healthy percentage of talented people in their 30s. And actually not necessarily due to children. There was a huge number of people leaving in their 30s because they just were fed up with not having enough money. And I think that happened more with women because they were on lower salaries. I think that's what it was. I mean, that pay gap was well known. So some people just said, enough's enough, I'm out of here. And you lost really talented people as a result, and therefore you didn't get them at senior management level. This was all very much what we were talking about in our 20s.